Good morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Escambia County at the moment is in a little bit of a lull phase with some of this rain, but there's more coming. So what you saw a half hour ago, you're going to get that for another hour or two once it finally gets here. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He always joins us on a Thursday. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Have you guys seen any particular problems this morning because of the rain? I always think about the low-lying spots, some of which are being worked on, right? That whole project in front of Joe Paddy's is getting ready to finish up here soon. That'll be better. I mean, it's closed now, but, you know, it'll be better soon. And Graffiti Bridge, have you guys seen anything this morning?
Yeah, Graffiti Bridge is the first place we look, and so far so good. The rain has been there. It just hasn't been heavy enough to close any roadways yet.
All right. Well, that's always the good news. Do want to ask you about Seafood Festival, because that is going on. What do you want people to know about road closures or schedules, or, you know, how are we handling that this time?
Well, they're down there setting up now. It's going to go on this weekend. It looks like the weekend weather-wise is going to be great, so we expect large crowds down there. Just be careful. The problem we have down in that area is parking in front of people's driveways, blocking driveways, and your vehicle will get towed if you do that. So just make sure you find a good place to park, a legal place to park, facing the right way, and everything will be okay.
Very good. Had some questions for you related to open carry. As you know, all law enforcement agencies in Florida are trying to figure this out. And, you know, I think that this has kind of been an omission of guidance from the Attorney General's office, where they should really be clarifying some of this stuff. And I know that, you know, legislators are going to have to clarify some of this stuff as well. But just, you know, like in the county, I know, you know, Sheriff Simmons is not enforcing any prohibition against 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. There's also some question about the prohibited locations. But just, you know, to reiterate, in the city, you guys are enforcing, you know, you're saying open carry not for a 19-year-old, and all of the standard prohibited locations for concealed carry apply to open carry, right?
Yeah, so we're trying to figure it out just like everybody else. And if there's any questions, we get with supervisors. We talk about it in lineups on things that we're going to be doing, things that we're going to enforce, and things that we're not. And you got to look at the way that this came down. It was a decision that was made instead of something that was being looked at for weeks and months at a time and being studied. So it's going to get straightened out. It always does. Mm-hmm. But if there's any question, then, again, we talk about this amongst our patrol officers and our supervisors. And if things change, which they already have a couple of times since this came out, yeah, then we will adopt to that change.
And, you know, one of the things that, frankly, I've been kind of pleasantly surprised about is there haven't seemed to have been any incidents, not really. Is that still the case in the city? That, like, it's just kind of not been a non-issue?
Yeah, it really has been. And keep in mind, and you mentioned Seafood Festival and other places, keep in mind that places like that are private events, and the people that run the show there can say and can post signs that the weapons are not allowed. So, and that's what we go by. So most of the time there would be signage there. And again, you've got the obvious places that you cannot carry at all. So if there's any question, you can always call us and let us know where you're going, what the question is, and we'll do our best to get you an answer.
But Seafood Festival, as far as we know, people can carry there, but just be aware that they could prohibit it if they decided to. Is that right?
Yeah, I haven't been told of anybody restricting anything down there. But again, if that changes, I'm sure they'll post signage. There's a lot of officers working down there as we speak. They will be told about it. And we're not going to, you know, be heavy-handed on that. We'll warn people, let them know that this isn't a private event, and they would rather people not be carrying openly at their event. And they can do that.
And I think it's also the kind of thing where, you know, people who are attending, this may be the first sort of big, you know, open event where you suddenly see other people carrying a gun. And I have been surprised to find out, but it's just true that there are some people who to this point don't even know that the law has changed. And so be aware that the law has changed. So if you see something, you know, don't be freaked out by it. The law has changed. Chief Brown is in the drop program, right? And so she is going to be retiring, but it's going to be more than a year out, I think, if I remember correctly. You correct me if I'm wrong. But we are now back into an open nationwide search phase. Is that right?
Yeah, and the mayor said when he appointed Chief Brown that there was going to be a search, there was going to be a nationwide search, and that's exactly what's going on. You know, the question kind of comes up sometimes, isn't there any talent within the police department? Why do you need a nationwide search? There certainly is the talent for that position in the police department, but the mayor didn't want his hands tied. He wanted to look at the whole big picture, and that's what's going on.
Okay, very good. We're talking to Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. And we have kind of a cool story this week, which is, I think, the same is going to be our Did You Know? And that's that a couple of your deputies, a couple of deputies in the department, not really your deputies, but, you know, they're your buddies. They have been involved in developing a new system that's supposed to help folks when they're in, like, classrooms and there's active shooter kind of situations. And Lieutenant John Austin is one of the persons who was involved in it.
There could be shooting on the end of the door. They find that it's locked. Now I'm at a standstill. Now I'm going to try to kick it. I'm going to try to break the glass. I'm going to look around to try to find some alternate means to get in there. I'm going to get on the radio and call for help, someone to bring breaching equipment. So you see the problem. That's time, and that's a big problem. Or I could take this device out, put it on the end of my weapon, lean in, and I'm done. So it's, you know, seconds matter, and this thing is designed to allow officers to get instantly into doors.
This could be the matter between life and death in some
absolutely,
cases.
Absolutely. I'm very passionate about it. I want everyone to see this. I want everyone to have this.
This is a pretty great story for PPD. Mike Wood, tell us what John Austin and there's one other officer, too, that was involved in this, right? What did they invent, or what did they help invent?
Well, it's Officer Jason Browning. Both of these have extensive experience as SWAT officers. They saw a problem, and if you think about it, Andrew, every single time we have an active shooter in this country, there's only one thing slowing law enforcement down between making contact and eliminating that threat, and that's a locked door. And most of the time, these events happen inside commercial buildings with heavy-duty doors and heavy-duty locks. And Lieutenant Austin and Officer Browning, along with Dark Mountain Arms, got together, they collaborated, and they it took several months, but they found a problem. They saw the problem, they found a solution. This will fit on the end of a rifle. They're small. They're just about the size of a small flashlight. They can go in the officer's utility belt, the outer carrier, and even in their pocket if they needed to do that. And they can be put on this weapon instantly and go through that door. So the thing that slows us down, those doors, that problem is eliminated now. And it's absolutely 100% going to save lives. What we need to do is get the word out, get it out to all the police departments across the country to say, hey, this device does exist. This will solve your problem. And we would like to see this in the hands of every single police department, not only in the country, but in the world, because it will save lives.
Now, if people are unfamiliar with what we're talking about, it's if you think of the, you know, the rifle, the AR-15 style rifle that the police have access to, this is something that you would put on the end. It would look like what you would think of as a silencer, basically. It looks a little bit like that. And then you put it up against the door and you basically shove the rifle into the device, which then uses, as I understand it, you correct me if I'm wrong, something like a shotgun shell against the door lock mechanism itself to expel that out, meaning that the door is no longer locked. It's a one-time use. You carry it, like I said, in your pocket or on your gear, and then you take it off the end of the rifle, and then you can head towards the shooter. Is that the basic idea of this thing?
Well, a couple of things. You can use it more than once if you have another round, but what it uses is a 12-gauge breaching round, which is after you fire it, it turns into a fine powder, eliminating fragmentation. So if you're worried about what's on the other side of the door, it's designed to do that. It's designed to destroy the lock or the hinge and open that door without hurting people or on the other side of that door.
Got it.
So if it doesn't work the first time, you can reload that same you can reload it and try again. But most of the time and through the testing that they've done, that second time is just not needed.
And the key there is that when you're stuck on the wrong side of a locked door, you're now talking minutes or longer when seconds count. And, you know, that's a vital tool to be able to use in that way. The other thing that I wanted, because my very first thought when I heard this was, awesome, what happens when bad people get it? You know, because if bad people come into possession of it, all of a sudden that's a way to get into somebody's home or into their business or, you know, whatever. But this is going to be, what, only available to law enforcement? Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
For exactly that reason, right? Because it's a great tool for the good guys, it's a horrible tool for the bad guys.
That's exactly right. So, you know, it's designed for the good guys to take out the bad guys or to get the bad guys, and that's exactly what it's going to do. We're happy to see this and eliminate a huge problem with active shooters that we see all too many times in this country now.
So, are Austin and Browning going to keep coming to work when they're rich, or are they going to just retire on the residuals?
Well, that's a question for them, but I know what I would do. Yeah. You know what? You know, in all honesty, I know these two guys, and they absolutely did not do it for the money.
Yeah, I know.
And I talked to Lieutenant Austin about this. He told me this to my face. He said, if I could give these things away for free, I absolutely would do it. So it's not about the money. It's about saving lives. And it's just a matter of time before I'm back on your show telling you that some lives were saved somewhere in this country because of this device.
Amen. I'll take it. And I don't mind them making money for a good invention, too. People should be compensated for their IP. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us informed, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.